Thanks the Lord to give us this communication today. Let's have more prayer.
天父，我们感谢你，靠着你的恩典，我们能够交通你的话。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. Through your gracious, we can communicate your word.
我们从信心里面领受，我们站在耶稣基督所成就完全的救恩的根基底上。
Upon the foundation that is established by Jesus Christ, we take your word in belief.
我们也靠着耶稣基督的宝血，我们能够有耶稣基督宝血的功效，还就在我们今天的聚集的当中。
Through Jesus Christ's blood, we will have this effect of His blood in us.
所以我们宣告耶稣基督的王权在我们的中间。
So that we can announce Jesus Christ's kingdom in us.
所有黑暗的势力一点都没有办法侵扰这个聚会。
So that the darkness power cannot hinder this gathering.
天父，我们也恳求你靠因着为着你旨意的缘故，为着你教会的缘故。
Heavenly Father, for your will and for the church.
高为你说话的，高翻译的，也高在座的听的每一位。
Anoint the one who speak, translate, and the audience.
愿你的旨意借着今天的交通能够发表出来。
May your will be manifested through today's communication.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主。那我记得去年感恩节特会的晨更我有一个负担跟弟兄姊妹交通。
Thanks the Lord. I remember last year in the Thanksgiving retreat, I have this burden to have the fellowship with brothers and sisters in the morning.
那个交通呢，就是希伯来书的十一章后面的应该说是十一章的一些的经文跟十二章的一些的经文。
And the fellowship that I was sharing is in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11 and chapter 12.
那我们来看一看，好吧？我们稍微看一点那些的。
And let's to turn to some of the scriptures.
我们看希伯来书十一章的第一节。
Please turn to book of Hebrews, chapter 11.
那为什么跟弟兄姊妹在看这些经文呢？因为今天我还是仍然有这样的负担。
Why am I sharing about these scriptures again? Because I still have that burden.
但是主是丰富的，所以他让我能够比上次的所领受的有更进步。
God is abundance, and He allowed me to have more sharings besides what I shared last year.
十一章第一节，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for, and certain of what we do not see.
第二节，古人在这信上得了美好的证据。这句证据这个字是见证。
This is what the ancients were commended for, and this command is the testimony.
那第八节哈。
And then the verse 8.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知往哪里去。
For by faith.By faith, Abraham, when called to go to the place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going.
第十节，因他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。
Verse 10, for he was looking forward to the city with foundation, whose architect and builder is God.
十三节，这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的。却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
Verse 13, all these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from the distance, and they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth.
39节
,39.
这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的。
These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised.
因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。
God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect.
那居然只有我们再回到这个圣经里面。
When we return to the Bible,
那我们回到这段圣经里面。
We return to this scripture.
那神经过了那个感恩节的交通之后呢，那 给我机会在很多有多许多的时间去读希伯来书，就发觉希伯来书是一个非常非常一个很丰富的一本书。
After my fellowship in the Thanksgiving retreat, I continue to have this study in the book of Hebrew to find it so abundant.
要更进一步去明白刚刚所读的圣经，或是带我们高中通更多的十二章的圣经，那我们必须要明白希伯来书它的宗旨，它的目的。
If we want to understand the chapter 12 better, then we have to know what is the goal and what is the theme in this book of Hebrews.
那希伯来书是一个非常丰富的书。
But the book of Hebrews is very abundant.
那刚刚为什么我们会唱那个我们勇往西安这个诗歌呢？
Why did we just sing the song that we should run to the Zion?
那你如果看一本书的时候，你先看看它的序，它的前面。
If you want to read a book, you want to first read the content.
序。
Prefix,
right?
The prefix.
Right, the prefix. 那通常作者会在 prefix 上，在那个序上面呢，告诉我们说那个他这个书的目的。
And the author usually will summarize what is the purpose of his book in this prefix.
那如果我们没有我们耐不住的话，我们就会跳到那个书最后的一个地方。
If we do not, are not patient, then we would run to, we will turn to the last page.
最后的地方通常就叫做结论。
And the last page is usually called conclusion.
那我们看看就知道这本书究竟中间讲什么。
And then we, from that conclusion, we know what this book is talking about. 希伯来书同样
是这样子。
And in the same thing, this for this book of Hebrew.
我们来看一看希伯来书第一章。
And let's turn to book of Hebrew chapter 1.
好吧，我们是这样子哈。我们交通主要我心中的负担之前呢，先给大家看到希伯来书一个轮廓。
And before I want to share what my heart has, I'd like to line out what this book of Hebrew has.
希伯来书第一章第一节。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
神既在古时，借着众先知多次多方地少于列祖。
In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways.
神在这末世借着他儿子小于我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。
But in these last days he has spoken to us by his son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe.
他是神荣耀所化的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有，他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
The sun is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven.
他所承受的名既比天使的名更尊贵，就远超过天使。
So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he had inherited is superior to theirs.
然后我们来看看希伯来书十二章。
Turn to chapter 12.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
你们乃是来到锡安山永生神的城邑，这就是天上的耶路撒冷。那里有千万的天使。
But you have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly.
有名录在天上诸长子之会所共聚的总会，有审判众人的神和被成全之义人的灵魂。
To the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven, you have come to God, the judge of all men, to the spirit of righteous men made perfect.
并新约的中保耶稣，以之所洒的血，这血所说的比亚伯的血所说的更美。
To Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel.
基本上呢，希伯来书是让我们呈现给我们看到，希伯来书的中心就是要写明我们的主。
Basically, the book of Hebrew is to reveal our Lord.
显现我们的主。
To manifest our Lord.
那他让我们知道 我们的主是比天使还有高贵。
So that we know that our Lord is higher than angels.
如果看看一直看希伯来书撒耶的时候，你就发觉他所承受的名是超乎万民之上的名。
If you continue to read the book of Hebrews, you will see that the name inherited is over any of the names, any other names.
在这样根基的底下呢，那我们这般人蒙到什么的福分？
Under this foundation, we, these people, what type of gracious that we have blessings that we have received?
他是说我们是来到锡安山。
It mentioned that we came to the Mount Zion.
那本来这个时候最后讲，不过我想我先讲了，就是说我们跳过去把结论先讲哈。
I'm jumping ahead to the conclusion.
那请问锡安山代表什么？
Let me ask you, what is Mount Zion representing?
锡安山跟西乃山有什么不一样？
And what is the difference between Mount Zion and Mount Sinai?
那我们刚刚已经跳过去，其实十二章前面的地方就是提到说，以色列人呢，他们是到西乃山去。
In the beginning of chapter 12, it mentions that the Israel people went to the Mount Sinai.
那我们呢，是到锡安山去。
And we are going up to the Mount Zion.
那我想问一下，我们去过以色列旷野那些人哈，西乃山跟锡安山有什么不一样？
So let me ask the people who had visited Israel, what is the difference between Mount Sinai and Mount Zion?
Rebecca, 西乃山跟锡安山有什么不一样？
Rebecca, what's the difference?
啊？OK, 他说呢，哪一个是在埃及啊？哪一个在埃及啊？他说西乃山在埃及，然后呢，锡安山在以色列。那除了那个以外呢？
She's saying that the Mount Sinai is in Egypt and Mount Zion is in Israel.
除了这个以外还有什么？
Besides this, anything else?
啊，好，那个 Philip 帮帮忙一下好不好？
Philip, can you help?
啊。啊、还有谁去过以色列、
Anyone else has been to Israel?
所以去以色列的人哈，不是去旅游哈。
Those who goes to Israel is not for sightseeing.
他也不是去朝圣。
It's not for pilgrim.
他还是有很重要的一个学习的机会啊。
It's for the importance of this study.
因为最近我才收到 email 说。那个我们不是朝圣，也不是去旅游。
And recently I just received an email that we are not going to pilgrim nor tourism.
乃是要先把读圣经呢，那个圣经呢要先读过七圣经某一些地方呢读过七遍。
But you have to first read a few relevant chapters in the Bible.For seven times first.
所以他们去过以色列的，我想那个部分，西乃山、锡安山，他们都读过七遍了，起码。
So I believe those who had gone to Israel the trip has read these chapters seven times.
还有谁去过 ？Tina 去过。
Tina, you were there.
有什么？啊、uh-huh. ？Okay.
She's saying that in the Mount Sinai.God gave the Ten Commandments in the Mount Zion.
是天上的耶路撒冷。
It represents the heavenly Jerusalem.
对，大家听到他说那个西乃山神颁布律法，然后锡安山呢就是天上的耶路撒冷。西乃山是神地上的子民承受律法的地方。
The people of God received the Ten Commandments in the Mount Sinai.
但是律法有所不能行的，神就派他的儿子成为肉身到我们的中间成全了律法。
But what law cannot accomplish, God had sent His begotten Son to accomplish what law cannot do.
我们看一个地方啊，关于锡安山。
Let's turn to a place where it mentioned about.
我想让弟兄姐妹先了解哈，这个刚刚唱的诗歌也唱过了，对不对？那了解为什么哈？为什么神就是说？神把锡安山放在那个希伯来书的最后。
Why God purposely put Mount Sinai in this last chapter of Hebrew?
我们先有这样子的观念，我们才能够明白为什么它是那么的可贵，神那么的看重。
Let's have this concept first so that we understand why God pay attention to this Mount Sinai.
诗篇132篇。
In the book of Psalm 132.
132篇，我们看13节，因为耶和华拣选了锡安，愿意当作自己的居所。
132:13. For the Lord has chosen Zion, he has desired it for his dwelling.
说这是我永远安置居所，我要住在这里，因为是我所愿意的。
This is my resting place forever and ever. Here I will sit enthroned, for I have desired it.
我要使其中的粮食丰满，使其中的穷人饱足。
I will bless her with abundant provisions. Her poor will I satisfy with food.
我要使祭司披上救恩，圣民大声欢呼。
I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints will ever sing for joy.
这是在西安的情景。
This is how it is in the Zion.
神永远居住的所在。
It's the place where God dwells forever and ever.
穷人饱足是一个丰满的一个地方。
And the poor was satisfied. It's a place of abundance.
你知道在旷野的时候，那个以色列发怨言，因为他们没得吃，也没水喝。
Do you know that in the wilderness, the Israel complained because they don't have food or water to drink?
他们口发怨言，但是这边说在锡安山圣民大声欢呼。
Even though they were complaining, but here is mentioned that in the Sinai.
就是因为这样子，他们口发怨言，神就跟他说，他们断不能进入我的安息。
And because of their groaning and complaints, Lord announced that they would not enter into his rest.
除了扎勒跟约书亚以外，甚至连摩西都没有一个人在旷野进到牛奶与蜜之地。
Except Caleb and Joshua, even Moses cannot enter into this place flowing with milk and honey.
我们再回到这个地方来，
we'll
先把结果告诉大家。那这样子就告诉我们说，其实基督徒是有一个目标的。
Here it tells us that actually for Christians we have this goal.
我们信主之后不是没有任何的方向。
After we believe in Lord, we are not like astray without a goal.
我们是前往锡安山。
We are running towards the Mount Zion.
那希伯来书有一个很特别的地方，就是它有一个词啊。在圣经里面，新约总共出现了17次。
There is this special place about the book of Hebrews.
Special term.
Special word in the book of Hebrews that it used 7 times.
不是在新约里面17次，在希伯来书是13次。
In the New Testament, it was used for 17 times, but in the book of Hebrews, it was used for 13 times.
这个字就是英文说 better.
And this word is better.
中文说更美。
Better.
更美。
More beautiful.
那这个字呢，那就是把希伯来书的中心呢向我们显明。
This is the center of the book of Hebrew.
谁不喜欢更美？
Who doesn't like to be better?
买了一个对，用车子好了，买一个车子用旧了之后，就希望换一个更好的车子。
For example, the car that you are using, after it gets old, don't you want a better, newer car?
那我们有一些可能在聚会当中希望寻找更好的聚会。
Some people among us may want to find a better gathering.
不过那个是极端的哈。
This is more extreme.
买一个电脑之后，用了几年之后，发觉这么常常都宕机，尤其是用 Windows 的，那所以我们要更好的电脑。
After you bought a Windows and it always break down, so you want a better computer.
所以我们一直寻找更好的。
So we keep searching for something better.
那希伯来书告诉我们说，希伯来书有一个很重要的主题告诉我们是更美。
The theme in Hebrews is to telling us that the better.
那我举几个例子好不好
？And let me point out to a few examples.
希伯来书第一章第四节，就是刚刚我们有读过的。
We just read chapter 1 verse 4.
他所就是主到我们的主耶稣，他所承受的名字比天使的名更尊贵，就远超过天使。
Having become so much better than the angels, as he, this he is Jesus, has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they.
他要说有更美的指望。
And a better hope.
第七章第十九节。
Chapter 7:19.
律法原来一无所成就，引进了更美的指望。靠这指望，我们便可以进到神面前。
For the law made nothing perfect. On the other hand, there is the bringing in of a better hope, through which we draw near to God.
对不起，律法一原来一无所成，这个是从西乃山所下来的。
The law made nothing perfect. This came from the Mount Sinai.
但是我们是就主就引进更美的指望，那个指望。从希伯来书后面说，我们引我们到锡安山。
But the book of Hebrews tells us that God bring in a better hope, and this better hope in the conclusion of Hebrews, book of Hebrews tells us is the Mount Zion.
还有更美的更美的约。
And a better covenant.
第七章第二十二节。
Chapter 7:22.
既是启示立的，耶稣就做了更美之约的中保。
By so much Jesus has become a surety of a better covenant.
还有更美的应许。
And a better promise.
第八章第六节。
Chapter 8:6.
如今耶稣所得的职愿是更美的，要是做到耶稣的话，正如他做更美之约的中保，这约原是凭更美之应许立的。
But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry. Does he refer to Jesus again? Inasmuch as he is also mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises.
还有更美的家乡。
And a better home.
第十一章十六节。
Chapter 11:16.
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是天上的，所以神称他们为神，所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
But now they desire a better, that is a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them.
还有更美的复活。
And a better resurrection.
十一章三十五节。
Chapter 11:35.
有妇人得自己的死人复活，又有人忍受言行扯，不肯苟扯得释放。为要得着更美的复活。
Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection.
还有更美的事。
And better things.
刚刚我们读过十一章四十节，因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。
We had read this before, chapter 11:40. God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us.
还有更美的血。
And a better blood.
十二章二十四节。
Chapter 12:24.
并新约的中保耶稣以致所洒的血，这血所说的比亚伯的血所说的更美。
To Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel.
在许许多多的更美，大家都有了，大家都清楚嘛？对，许许多多的更美的话，大家如果再好好的默想了，发觉这些更美是要表明一个事实。
So many better, and when you think about these betters, they are revealing effects.
就是我们刚刚读过一本书的起头。告诉我们这本书的目的。
That is the purpose of the book we just read.
这个更美这个字，究竟在希伯来书它的目的是什么？
And what is the purpose of this better, this word in the book of Hebrew?
我们就在第一个更美出现的地方就找到答案。
And we will find the answer in the first better.
我们的主是承受的名，我们主所承受的名是比天使的名更尊贵，他本身就远远超过天使。
Our Lord, having become so much better than the angels, has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they.
不单如此。
Not only that.
希伯来书的作者更让我们看到，我们的主不单是比天使更美，我们的主是更高过先知。
Not only that, the author wants us to know that our Lord is higher than the angels, our Lord is also higher than prophets.
他高过摩西。
He is higher than Moses.
他高过耶稣啊,
he is higher than Joshua.
他高过亚伦,
he is higher than Aaron.
我们的主是那一位希伯来书让我们看到是那一位我们需要把我们的眼睛注目在他身上的那一位。
The book of Hebrew let us know that we have to fix our eyes on our Lord Jesus.
那我们弟兄姊妹，当我们有没有看见这一点？
Brothers and sisters, do we see this?
我们知不知道那一点是如何的重要？
Do you know that this is so important?
当我们读到希伯来书十一章的时候，我们就看到有许许多多信心的伟人。
When you read the chapter 11, you will see that there are so many great people by faith.
他们信心的伟人有一个共通的地方。
These faithful great persons, they have the common.
我套用陈锡珍弟兄的一句话。
With the word of our brother Christian Chan,
他说那一般人呢是往前看,
these people look forward,
我们呢是回头看,
but we always look back,
但是我们所看的都是同一位, 就是那位主,
but we are fixing our eyes on the same person, which is our Lord.
我们要明白那个我们现在处在的光景, 我们必须要先看到, 从信心里面, 从我们灵里面, 先看到那位为我们,
we have to first see in our inner eyes that the Jesus Lord who has died and resurrected for us.
说到更美, 我必须要先清楚，就是先要说明一点。
Speaking of better, I have to emphasize this.
懂英文的是知道啊, better 哈, 它有啊, be better 更。 就是那个字是有比较的。
In English word, this better is a comparison word.
我问问统英文的好吧, 我问问翻译哈, 那个be better, 更better的那个字是什么? The best, right? 那be better差一点的叫什么? 同一个字。 啊? Better, best, and good, okay. 就是说,
The word that is better than better is best. The word that is not as better as the better is good.
Okay, 我们懂中文的是这样子，好，对不对？更好，最好，对不对？有这样的分别， right?
So in Chinese, it's good, better, and best.
Right. 但是圣经不是这样看。
But in the Bible, it's not the same type of view.
圣经说更好，就没有比这个更好。
In the Bible, the better is actually the best.
地上我们还可以这个车子开开，还可以开更好的车，还可以再开更好的车，有不断不断有更好的东西。
In this world, we can drive a good car and then a better car and then a better car and continue to have the better.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们必须要明白一件事情，圣经所说的更美。 地上的最美都没有办法能够比得上。
But in the Bible, when it says about the better, it's actually the best compared with anything on earth.
当他说到耶稣基督是更美之约的中保，就没有一个比这个更美之约更好的了。
When the Bible mentioned that Jesus is the better covenant, then there is no other covenant that will be better than this.
所以他说，神为我们一座预备一座有根基的城，那些人要。 要仰望一个更美的家乡，就没有比这个家乡更美。
So when the Bible mentioned that it's going to bring us a better home, then there is no other better home.
他说我们的主是比天远远超过天使，他的承受的名是比天使的名更尊贵，就没有这。 没有比耶稣基督的名更好的。
And if it says the name of Jesus is higher than the angels and better than the angels' name, then there is no other better name.
所以当圣经告诉我们说希伯来书的终点是告诉把这个更美的主放在我们面前的时候，就告诉我们说没有比他更好。
So this book of Hebrew is bringing us to the better Lord, and there is no other better Lord than this.
虽然有更美的约，有更美的盼望，更美的血，但是一切大家都知道，都可以看到，都是指着我们主说的。
Even though it says about the better covenant, better hope, and better blood, they all point to our Lord.
如果没有我们的主, 这些 better 就完全不是 better。
If there is no our Lord here, then all these better doesn't exist.
就是说，换句话说，如果没有我们的主的时候，这些更美就不成为更美。
So without our Lord, all these better would not be so good.
有一个作者写希伯来书叫做 A.W. Pink。
There is this author who wrote about the book of Hebrew, and his name is A.W. Pink.
他告诉我们说，希伯来书让我们知道一点，就是我们极大的需要是需要被主来得着。
It told us that the need, our great need, is to be occupied with Christ.
我们需要好像玛利亚一样，好像玛利亚一样坐在主的脚前，而且承受接受他的丰富。
We need to sit at his feet like Mary did and receive out of his fullness.
这个就是希伯来书三章一节告诉我们说，我们应当思想我们的主基督耶稣。
This is what the chapter 3 verse 1 tells us, that we should consider that who shared that the apostle and high priest whom we confess.
Yeah, 他们说是我们当思想我们所认为的使者伟大知识的耶稣。
That it says that holy brothers who share in heavenly calling, fix your thought on Jesus, the apostle and high priest whom we confess.
在建立的根基里面呢，那我们就往前走。
With this foundation, we'll continue to go forward.
那时间已经不多，那来到我的负担，可能就是要简短一点。那我们来看一个地方，好不好
？Let's turn to a scripture.
我们看第十章，刚刚我们读过十一章，对不对？那其实呢，十一章呢，十一章第一节呢是连着前面第十章的。
We just read the chapter 11 verse 1, which is actually the continuation of chapter 10.
然后呢，第十一章呢，接下来就连到十二章。
And then from chapter 11, it continue into chapter 12.
什么叫做我们要到锡安山？
What is the meaning of that we have to reach the Mount Zion?
神究竟有什么的工作？
What is the work of God?
我们究竟有什么的职分？
What is our duty?
我们在地上究竟是过一个如何的生活？
What kind of life that we should live on earth?
记得我们的终点啊，我们的终点，我们是朝上锡安山。
Remember our theme that we have to go to Mount Zion.
请我们一起看那个第希伯来书十章的三十七节开始。
Let's turn to Book of Hebrews chapter 10 verse 37.
因为还有一点点的时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延。
For in just a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay.
即是义人必因信得生，他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。
But my righteous one will live by faith, and if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him.
注意三十九节。
Pay attention to verse 39.
我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。这边灵魂得救是。其实是说是魂得救的人。
But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who believe and are saved. And this save is the soul being saved.
魂的得救。
The salvation of soul.
简单一点，从罗马书的光里面。
From the book of Romans.
我们这班人是因信称义。
We are the called righteous because of faith.
因信成圣。
We are called holy because of faith.
因信得荣耀。
We receive glory because of faith.
那我们现在的最终的目的，现在说到了魂的救，就是我们因信成圣。
And now the goal is to talk about the salvation of the soul, which is saved because of our faith.
那这边我对不起，我现在要翻回去前面希伯来书第二章。
And I'm sorry, I have to turn back to chapter 2 of the book of Hebrews.
就是神他究竟有什么的目的
？That is what is the purpose of God.
第二章的第十节。
Chapter 2 verse 10.
原来那为万物所赎、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。
In bringing many sons to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering.
神有一个工作。
God has this work.
是 信主的人都进到荣耀里面去。
That is all the one who believe can enter into this glory.
但这个不是一个一下子的工作。
But this is not the work for, it's not a simple work.
这个是一个不是instant work.
It's not an instant work.
它是一个有一个去序的工作，有一个步骤的工作。
It's a work with process, with steps.
它我们从别的圣经的光里面告诉我们，这个就是十字架的工作。
From the light of other books, we understand this is the work of the cross.
十字架的工作使我们能够因信成圣。
The work of cross bring us into holy because of salvation.
十字架的工作把我们带到被磨成神儿子的模样。
The work of cross bring us into the to be like Christ the Son.
所以我们的灵因信称义得救了。
So that our spirit can be saved because of our faith.
我们的魂因着十字架工作成圣了。
Our soul because of the work of the cross become holy.
我们到时候等主耶稣的再来的时候，我们的身体得赎。
And then when Jesus Christ returns, our body can be resurrected.
那我们就到神工作的终点，我们被带到荣耀里面去。
After we reach the goal of this God's work, we were brought into the glory.
在这样子那么好的结局里面，我们究竟有什么的责任？
In this good ending, what type of duty we have?
就来到希伯来书十一章。
We will turn to chapter 11 in the book of Hebrews.
第六节。
Verse 6.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，其实是说必须信神是，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
十一章那么多的人物里面告诉我们一件事情，神很看重信心。
In chapter 11, it mentioned a lot of peoples, and it all brings to the point that God looked at our faith.
而且这些人因着信得了美好的见证。
And these people, because of their faith, they have good testimony.
Yeah, 39节，这些人都是因信得了美好的见证。
Verse 39, these were all commended for their faith.
但是他们认为还没有得到所应许的。
Yet none of them received what had been promised.
为什么他们有那么多的见证？摩西，这上面提到说亚伯拉罕、摩西。
It mentioned about Abraham and Moses.
提到还有亚伯。
Abel.
还有与神同行的以诺。
And also Enoch who walked with God.
还有提到许许多多的人。
It also mentioned many other people.
他们都在他们的一生当中已经有美好的见证，但是为什么他们还没有得到所应许的？
In their life they had done good testimony, and so why have they not received this promise?
原因是四十节。
And the answer is in verse 40.
因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同得，就不能完全。
God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect.
神在这个世代有一个呼召。
In this generation, God has this calling.
他有呼召人来完成他的旨意。
He calls people out to fulfill his will.
他要呼召人在这个一生当中为他做美好的见证。
He calls people out to have good testimony in their life.
他呼召你跟我在我们的一生当中做美好的见证。
He calls you and me to testify for him.
我们的一生虽然好像是我们看起来是很长，但是在神来看是短短的一刹。
Our life it seems long to us, but to God it's very short.
但是我们的一生就影响了之前这帮信心成有见证的人，他们得应许得赏赐。
But our life will affect those people who were before us, the promise that they will get.
那 我们今天的责任就如何能够跟着他们的脚中行。
So today's our obligation is to how to walk in the same footstep of them.
他们究竟有什么的动力推动他们能够走一生信心的道路？
What is their motivation that they can walk in faith for their whole life?
这个就是希伯来书告诉我们的。
This is what the book of Hebrews tells us.
我们来看一看十一章。
Let's turn to chapter 11.
我们来看摩西的故事。
Let's read the story about Moses.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子。
By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
他宁可和神的百姓受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time.
什么使摩西撇下一切荣耀华富贵？
What make Moses abandon all the pleasures.
你如果有一份非常好，换的是你，如果你是非常有一个非常好的工作，有一个非常好的地位，在纽约市里面有一个很高大楼最顶楼一个房子，你愿意为？但是你有一天放弃了一切所有这些东西，为什么？
In exchange for you, if you have a good job, a high salary, and the best apartment in Manhattan, the top floor, would you be willing to forgo all those?
为什么你愿意这样子？
Why would you be willing to forgo all those?
同样的，摩西就是在这样子的情况底下放弃了一切。
In the same condition, Moses has forgo all those.
为什么？
Why?
26节。
In verse 26.
他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财宝更宝贵。因他赏望所要得的赏赐。
He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasure of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward.
他因着信就离开埃及，不怕亡路，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。
By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him.Who is invisible.
弟兄姊妹，摩西能够放弃这一切，是因为他在信心里面，他看到那位希伯来书要我们看到的主。
Brothers and sisters, Moses are willing to forgo all these treasures of Egypt because he see the greater one which the book of Hebrews want us to see.
同样的，亚伯拉罕他愿意过漂流的生活，因为他等候一座有根基的城。
Same thing for Abraham. He is willing to be wandering around because he is waiting for the city with foundation.
这些人给我们一个留下美好的榜样。
These people give us a very good examples.
他让我们不要单单看到他们的脚踪。
They let us see that not only their footprint.
他要我们其实不要看到他们的脚踪。
They actually don't want us to see their footprint.
他要我们看到他所从信心里面看到的那位主。
They want us to see the Lord that they saw by faith.
所以他们是往前看。
So they are looking forward.
我们是回头看。
And we were looking back.
弟兄姊妹，我们盼望我们真的能够认识我们的主。
Brothers and sisters, I hope that everyone will know our Lord.
他们只在信心里面，在灵里面有一点的启示的时候，他们就能够让他们的生活180度的转变。
They only have this little revelation in their spirit, and they make their life change 180 degrees.
我们有责任。
We have this duty.
我们是有责任的。
We are obligated.
我们的责任是在十二章的第一节、第二节。
Our duty is in chapter 12, verse 1.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐。
Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witness, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，因他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
这帮人的榜样给我们看到有一条路。
The example of these people shows us the road.
让我们放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
So that we can throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangle, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
弟兄姊妹，你知不知道，神在我们每一个人身上，在我们的一生当中，为了要完成他的旨意，他都摆一条道路，而且是有目的的道路，摆在我们的前面。
Brothers and sisters, do you know that for God's will, He has put out this road for us in front of us.
他要我们走这样子一条道路。
He wants us to walk on this road.
不是 walk, 他要我们奔跑这条道路。
Not just walk, He wants us to race on this road.
我问最后一个今天要问的问题。
And I'll ask the last question of today.
圣经里面形容我们人在地上生活，不管信主不信主，他都这样形容。有一个字形容他的，我就 问一个圣经比较熟一点。
In the Bible, they describe our life. Doesn't matter the one who believes or the one who doesn't believe our life. There is this word that describes us.
那我们问李成俊呢，圣经比较熟，问他的。
Our ex brother Lin.
没有跟他配合过啊。圣经有什么形容？我举一个，我给一个提示好了，好吧。
I'll give a hint.
昨天想到一个提示哈，哦对 ，OK， 以前在使徒时代 ，OK， 他们称基督徒是 people of the way， 他说基督徒是走道路的人 ，the people of the way， 所以呢，圣经形容一个人呢在地上哈，生活做具体事是用什么的一个字形容他的
？In the disciples' time, they were describing the disciples as people of the way.So, what is the word to describe in the Bible?
如果这个回不来了，我不能让他了，就给他最后一个 hint 啊，他应该回的。那这边是讲到跑 ，right? Run, right? 那所以形容一个普通人在地上生活是什么字形容的
？The last hint here it mentioned about race, running. So, how is the Bible describe others?
他刚刚讲过了，其实我说不是，是 run。
Run
啊，李兄 ，W 开始那个英文字是 W 字头了，我不要到时候他出去叫李兄都没有回答的。OK， 他答到了，就是圣经形容一个人在地上，他过了一生的生活是用行这个字 walk。
The Bible used walk to describe people's life on earth。
那 walk 跟Run 有什么有不一样
？And what's the difference between walk and run？
那如果让大家比较了解的话，罗马书有这样子的说法。
If you understand more in the book of Roman，
他说第六章哈第四节，我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬。原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。这边说原叫我们有一举一动有新生的样式，我先跟大家讲英文好了。
In the book of Romans chapter 6 verse 3 verse 4 Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
英文说 we also should walk.
In English, it mentioned about walk.
Walk in the newness of life.
Walk in newness of life.
Walk. 你们 leave 这个不对，是 walk, okay?
I should use the word of walk.
那基督徒也是一个新一个我们已经就是说受浸归入基督耶稣的名下的人，我们是行在这个新的生命的当中。
For Christians who has been baptized and raised from the death, that we should walk in this newness of life.
但是圣经里面说到跑,
but when the Bible mentioned about run, it's different.
奔跑是跟奖赏有关系的。Run
is related to award.
这边希伯来书告诉我们说, 我们需要奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
In the book of Hebrews, it mentioned to us that we should run to receive the reward.
这些信心的人的榜样，不单只激励我们行走在这个路程当中。
These people's example not only encourage us to run on this road.
他叫我们奔跑在这个道路当中。It
even tells us to race on this road.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在明白，我们是一同奔跑在这个道路当中，我们是面向锡安山。So
brothers and sisters, do you get it now that we are running, racing on this road, facing the Mount Zion?
这条道路是有终点的。This
road has an end.
这个道路是有赏赐的。This
road has reward.
所以我们奔跑。 刚我们弟兄祷告一样，哎，请我们看一下这个刚刚我们弟兄祷告的那个，不晓得为他们之间祷告。不过，anyway， 这个哥林多前书第九章。Let's
look at the First Corinthians chapter 9 related to our brother's prayer.
从24节开始，好不好？Verse
24.
岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑？ 但得奖赏的只有一人，你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。Do
you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize.
凡照例得胜的诸事都有节制，他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕。
Everyone who competes in the game goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever.
所以我奔跑不像无定向的，我斗拳不像打空气的。Therefore,
I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air.
我是攻克己身，叫身服我。 恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。I
beat my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize.
弟兄姊妹，盼望我们在这边有主向我们启示。Brothers
and sisters, I hope that God has revealed to us.
主是一位何等宝贵的主。That
how precious is our Lord.
他的名是超乎万名之上的名。His
name is greater than all other names.
本来有许多的经文跟弟兄姊妹读，但是比如说他里面提到说，他现在坐在父神的右边。There
are many more scriptures. For example, it mentioned that he is sitting on the right hand side of the heavenly Father.
他等候父神使仇敌成为他的脚凳。He
is waiting for the Father so that the enemy can become his footstool.
我们需要 有像十一章的那些信心伟人的见证，属灵的眼光，能够看到、看见我们的主。We should
have the vision of the people that mentioned in this book of Hebrews chapter 11, so that we can see our Lord.
那我们就能够奔跑那摆在我们前面的道路。So
that we can run the road that has been put in front of us.
我们奔跑那条道路是圣灵。
And the road putting in front of us was designed specifically for each one of us by the Holy Spirit. Each one of us has our own way, road.
但是只有你知道你要跑什么的路。
But only you know which road you are running on.
因为神在灵里面启示给你。
Because God has revealed it to your spirit.
So Abraham
is waiting for the city with foundation.
And Moses forgo
all the treasures of Egypt and left Egypt with his people.
有一次, 南培的弟兄 Lance Lambert 问史百克弟兄 Austin Sparks。
One time, a brother
Lance Lambert
asked another brother
Austin Sparks。
Austin Sparks。
他问史百克弟兄说什么叫做得胜者。
He asked Spark brother, what is
overcomer?
Overcomer.
What is
the meaning of overcomer?
他说什么是 overcomer? What is overcomer?
What is overcomer? What does that mean?
那史百克弟兄想了一下。
And brother Spark think about it.
他最后跟他说得胜者就是在那个奔跑的道路上面。到他一直跑到人生的终点，他仍然跑到这个道路上面。
Overcomer means the one who is running on his road continuously without deviation to the end of his life.
每一位信心的榜样的人都是这样跑。
All the faithful examples are running like this.
但是还没有得着所应许的。
But those who has not received promise.
这样激励我们，我们要跑这样竭力的赛跑。
We should encourage ourselves to run to race in this.
当我们走到最后终点的时候，所有的人都在基督里面同声欢呼，就好像那个刚刚所读的十二章最后的地方，刚刚所读的那个诗篇的地方。
Just like the psalm that we just read.
圣灵大声欢呼。
The Holy Spirit shout.
在锡安山，粮食是丰富的，穷人饱足，有祭司披上救恩，圣灵大声欢呼。哦、，sorry， 没有。OK。没关系，那我想我时间已经超过了，所以我想必须要停在这边。那盼望主激励我们。
May Lord encourage us.
那我们能够奔跑这条摆在我们前面的道路。
So that we can run on this road that has been put in front of us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's have prayer.
主，我们把这些话交在你的手中。
Lord, we put these words in your hand.
我们感谢你，因为你是信心创为是我们信心创始成终的主。
We thank you because you are the Lord who begin and end this faith.
我们深信父神在我们里面开始的工作，必须要成就那个工作。
And we believe Lord has started the work and will finish the work.
父神在这个聚会当中所开始的工作，必须要成就那个工作。
The work that Heavenly Father started in this assembly will end by him. He will finish the work.
父神要带领许多的儿子进到荣耀里面，使基督所受的苦变成合一。
Heavenly Father will bring us into one through the sufferings of Christ Jesus.
那我们能够信心仰望。
May our faith look upon you.
仰望我们的主。
Look upon our Lord.
让我们的心中的眼睛离开一切缠累我们的。
So that our inner eyes will leave all those things that is bothering us.
让我们的眼睛从我们自己离开，看见我们，仰望我们的主。
So that our inner eyes will leave ourselves but look upon our Lord.
让我们的眼睛从弟兄姊妹的身上挪开，然后专注在我们的主身上。
So that our eyes would not fix on brothers and sisters, but on Christ Jesus.
让我们的眼睛从这个世界离开，从撒旦的权势，从撒旦的专注撒旦的离开，使我们的眼睛单单的仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Bring our eyes away from Satan, the world, and to bring it to the Lord who has begun.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
求你锡安的祝福，祝福在座的每一位。
May the blessings that you promise in the Mount Sinai will bring to our brothers and sisters sitting here.
愿父神的旨意能够行走在这个聚会的当中，如同行在天上。
May the will of our Heavenly Father be done in this assembly as it's done in heaven.
感谢你。
We thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.